verse 4. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Now, this is the second reason that he mentions here, is that we might have joy. How wonderful this is, that we might have joy. Now, not just a little joy, but a whole lot of joy. Now, if you and I are having fellowship with him, then may I say to you that we're not only having fellowship, and by the way, that means the experience of fellowship. The word sometimes can refer to an act of fellowship. The communion service in the church is an act of fellowship. Giving is an act of fellowship, and praying is an act. But he's talking about the experience of fellowship. The thing that Paul said, that I might know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering. Now, in this chapter, we're talking about the fellowship, the experience of fellowship, and we mean by that, that which will bring joy to the heart. And that's the high note. That's the ultimate aim of preaching, is through conviction and repentance, salvation might come to men and women, and it might bring great joy to their hearts, like that Ethiopian eunuch. Why, Philip wasn't necessary. He didn't go around bragging what a great preacher Philip was. The thing that he did was he went on his way rejoicing. Why? He'd come to know Christ. And friends, he wants us to have a lot of fun today. Now, we are presented, though, with a real problem here. He has already said that he's done this, that we can have fellowship and that our joy might be full. And our joy would naturally be full if we could have fellowship with him, sharing the things of Christ. But here's a hurdle to get over. Actually, John faces up to a real dilemma that every child of God recognizes. And that is this, that God is holy. The very possibility of man having fellowship with God is one of the most glorious prospects that come to us. But immediately our hopes are dashed to the rocks when we will face up to this dilemma.